Scientists have long dreamed of a way to make blood. It's one of the most vital parts of life, but it can be hard to get people to donate, and blood expires after about 6 weeks in storage. Some Ohio State researchers think they might be able to help by turning expired blood into a temporary fix. Here for more now is Dr. Andre Palmer, the chairman of OSU's Department of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Steve.
You develop a sort of blood substitute or supplement, I guess I might call it, for emergencies. Describe how you make it and how it works.
Well, we use expired human red cells, and then we extract the oxygen storage and carrying protein hemoglobin from the red blood cells, and that hemoglobin is our building block to make our oxygen carrying molecules. So we have a variety of strategies for making these oxygen carrying molecules. We could polymerize the hemoglobin, make molecular aggregates. We could conjugate polymers on the surface of the hemoglobin tetramer, and we could also encapsulate the hemoglobin inside of vesicles.
And this has been tested on some small animals by other groups, not here at OSU. How has that testing gone?
The testing is going very well. When the material gets transfused, it keeps the animals alive. And we have different transfusion models that we test the materials on. We have a hemorrhagic shock model where you would, take out 50% of the animal's blood volume, send the animal into shock, and then resuscitate with the test materials, and they work well. They keep the animals alive.
This is an emergency kind of thing. This is not a long-term fix. Why is that?
These oxygen carriers should be considered as a bridge towards transfusion of red blood cells. So if you have hemorrhage and you lose a lot of blood volume, the best thing that a physician could transfuse you with is packed red cells. Okay, that's the best thing you could get transfused with. So these materials are supposed to be used as a bridge until you could get a blood transfusion at a definitive care facility. So for example, these materials can be used on a battlefield where blood is not readily available. So if you're in Iraq or Afghanistan, you get shot, you bleed out, the combat medic does not have a cold unit of red cells available for transfusion. However, the materials we make in the lab, these oxygen-carrying materials, they can be stored for several years at ambient temperature without loss of activity. So these are materials that a medic can, store in their backpack, and they could readily, transfuse the injured soldier. Okay? So then what would happen is that, the goal would be to transfuse the soldier at the point of care where they got injured, and then that material would give the soldier enough time to get medevaced to a healthcare facility to get a red cell transfusion.
You're still in the research phase here. In England, some researchers were expected to start clinical trials on a synthetic blood this year. When do you think there will be a true blood substitute or a true synthetic blood available for hospitals?
That's really hard to predict. There's still a lot of basic research that has to be done to figure out, the side effects of these materials and strategies to mitigate the side effects. So the strategy we use in the lab is that, we're trying to make these molecules as big as possible so that they're unable to extravasate or cross the blood vessel wall into the tissue space. And because these materials contain iron, you don't really want these materials in the tissue space because that iron atom in the heme prosthetic group in hemoglobin could participate in Fenton chemistry, give rise to free radicals that could damage the tissue. So our approach in the lab is to make these molecules large in size so they don't cross, the blood vessel wall into the surrounding tissue and cause some of these side effects.
Dr. Andre Palmer directs OSU's Department of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering. We've been talking about his efforts to turn expired human blood and some animal blood into a product that can save people's lives. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much, Steve.